I would argue that in many ways, AI will affect pretty much every way that we relate to technology. Let me give you some examples. There's a product that Microsoft has called Skype Translator, which enables you to do real-time language translation. Now think about that for a minute. That starts to change the world. I've got a 10-year-old son. Do I need to get him to learn a foreign language if, when he exits his education, he's going to be able to speak 152 different languages as a result of this kind of technology? It changes the way that we live our lives. Other examples, like what it will do about insight in terms of medical situations, it will help us think about how people relate to each other. It will help us think about how to manage our financial transactions. All of these things AI is going to bring massive, massive benefit to.
You talk about instant translation services. We have those on the internet already, don't we? And they often come up with rather comic translations of phrases. I mean, it's very imperfect technology. To actually finesse the way that human intelligence works is, let's face it, all the scientists will tell us, an incredibly complicated nut to crack.
When we talk about artificial intelligence, we're not talking about replicating the entirety of the human brain or the human cognitive processes. What we're talking about is replicating on a really limited basis certain aspects of that. So the translation we can do today, the way I think about it, is it's kind of like schoolboy French. I can use it, I can order a drink, I can get a taxi, I can get to the hotel. I'm probably going to have difficulty to have a really in-depth conversation. But over time, the beauty of AI is, just like us humans, is it learns. And so the more information they get fed, the more they evolve, and the language translation becomes better and better. And the same is true of all AI services.
You know that people are going to be terrified, though, listening to a lot of this.
Of course they are. And you know, in some senses, they're right to be. But in others, we have to understand that this is probably one of the most important technologies on the planet that anybody's working on today. And as a result, we have a duty of care to do a few things. We must show people the positive power this brings our lives. This will help us solve diseases that have challenged us for hundreds of years. It will help us create, you know, economy that will be fit for purpose for our children and our children's children. It will change how we think about how we live our lives. The benefit is that great. But in order to get there, we have to do right things by the data that these algorithms are fed with in terms of privacy and security. We have to help the humans aspire to want to achieve more with technology, to want to do more. And we have to make sure that people are using this in the right kind of way. So what we can't afford to do is to continue to get trapped into this rhetoric, which is, you know, this is all about humans versus machines. This was never the point of technology. And the role that I think is really important for us to play now is this complementary roles. How do we build a world where humans plus machines exist, where we can use the power of this incredible technology to extend the reach of human capability, because that's what's on offer.